The city of Kodiak's pilot study to determine the best way to deal with biosolids left over from the sewage treatment plant has gotten underway. A composting project set to continue through the summer is intended to convert large amounts of sludge into usable compost. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
In January 2007, the borough notified the city that biosolids generated from the city's sewage system would not be accepted at the borough landfill indefinitely, according to city manager Amy Kenyazhovsky. Kenyazhovsky said the project is now in its very beginning stages.
The city is currently collecting brush and wood and the wood chipper that they need to break down these large chunks of wood and blow down and whatnot is on site, and they've started chipping, and they add the wood chips to the sludge. They mix those with what they call amendments to begin the process of creating compost, and they'll be doing that over the summer.
Kenyazhovsky said the compost must meet Department of Environmental Conservation guidelines in order for the pilot study to be considered successful and a viable option for future long-term implementation. She also said the availability of sufficient amounts of wood is a concern.
They already knew it was going to be difficult to get enough wood to convert to wood chips to use for, because this is a huge amount, a volume of sludge that is generated. But ADEC has, you know, these requirements in order to make sure that there's been enough sanitation and removal of harmful components that it can safely be used.
According to Kenyazhovsky, between 250 and 400,000 pounds of sludge are generated in Kodiak each month. Kenyazhovsky said similar projects have been successful elsewhere in the state, noting Fairbanks as an example. She said composting and testing will continue over the summer, after which a final report will be issued by spring 2010. I'm Eric Wander.